you know, transition back into your days, you know, with the Redskins. Obviously, you were coached by, you know, Joe Gibbs. You played alongside a great player who unfortunately, you know, lost his life. We want to say rest in peace, Mr. Sean Taylor. But, you know, what was those experiences like, you know, being coached by, you know, Coach Gibbs and playing alongside a freak of nature type athlete in Sean Taylor?
Well, you know, when Coach Gibbs came back, dude, it was kind of like Elvis coming back, right? You know, I mean, it was amazing because here's a guy that you already knew was a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, we had been going past those three, you know, Lombardi trophies in the building every day, and now here's a guy that comes back and you knew had a direct effect on why these trophies were right there in the front of the building. So I think it instantly gave guys, you know, man, motivation. We had already brought in, as soon as we found out, before he even said a word, I think the buy-in was, a lot of times new coaches like a Jay Gruden, hey, he's got to get, these players don't know who he is. You know what I mean? He's got to get guys to buy in. It starts in the off season with the, you know, with the type of vision that he's going to release in. I think, man, we already knew about Joe Gibbs.
Right.
You know, so for us, it was like, man, hey, let's just get on this wagon, man, and make it happen. And so I tell you, you know, when we were in our second year, we had lost a close game to the San Diego Chargers. The week before, we had lost to Randy Moss and the Raiders. And then we lost that close game in overtime against the San Diego Chargers. One play with LaDainian Tomlinson went right into the end zone, 60 yards. The game was over. It dropped us to only 4 wins. I think we were 4-7. We only had 5 games left to finish the season. And at that time, people, man, just signed us off. And I don't blame them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We weren't a pretty good – we weren't a good football team. And even players on our own team, I will say, we had guys that were already checked out and were ready to go ahead and take their vacation and just say, look, let's just get these 5 games out of the way. But everything changed when Coach Gibbs came in the room and he said, guys, nobody around – outside this facility believes that we can make it, and we haven't given them a reason to. Our fans, you know, our papers, all these people that support the Redskins,
right,
and they are looking for something to believe in. Man, they hadn't given us a chance. Even your own family. There may be some guys even in here that feel like, but right, look, guys, we got nothing to lose. We got 5 games left. We can do it. We can make it to the playoffs. We had to win all 5. And you know what started to happen? We went out there and said, you know what, we got nothing to lose. We go out there and practice, work hard, and prepare. We win the first game. We win the second game. We go 4 games in a row, and then we get to your faithful Philadelphia Eagles game for the last game of the season on Monday night there. And they're going to spoil us because they're figuring we're not going to the playoffs. We're going to go ahead and take these guys out because they're playing in our stadium. It was a hard-fought game. We ended up winning the game there against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Sean Taylor, strip calls fumble, ended up taking it to the end zone, a great game. And, man, what an unbelievable year for us. Didn't make it to the Super Bowl, won the first game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at their place, but ended up losing to one of the Super Bowl challengers there in Seattle there.
Yep.
And I felt like we had a chance there. But I tell you what happened from that. We believe. And that did so much for our team. I mean, I'm still close with those guys from that situation. So that's who Coach Gibbs is. He's a winner no matter where he goes. That's why he's able to win in any capacity.